Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Tomorrow's going to be the 4th of July, where we're going to celebrate, as we're talking about this week, you know, the Declaration of Independence. And right now, as we speak, Syria, the people of Syria are fighting for their independence.
Right.
They're fighting the way we fall for our independence. They're fighting for their independence. And they're under a tyrant leader. And Syria's north of Israel. It's right on top of Israel. It's been one of the biggest suppliers of, you know, they're the biggest storage of chemical weapons in the world.
Oh, wow.
And supporting Hamas and all these different groups that are coming in to Israel. And right now it's reported that they're torturing dissidents that are dissident to the government. And this is what George Washington, he knew that when they stood up for what was right, that they could be hung in the gallows that night.
Mm-hmm.
That they didn't know if they were going to live or not. They closed the windows, the shutters on the windows, when they were meeting about the secret, you know, meeting about signing the Declaration of Independence. And they had a clear vision for what they were doing. But in that clarity, you know, which acknowledged God, that it meant that they could lose their heads. And right now, I mean, they're torturing. Right, I'm looking at an article, you know, from CBC News, the world news there, and they're talking about torturing. And they're beating the feet. They're beating their feet. They're taking them in and tying them to these boards and just doing horrific things to the citizens, you know. And that could have been George Washington, you know, standing up for what is right. We were there for these other nations. You know, we went in there and participated in removing, you know, Gaddafi from Libya. We participated in removing the president of Egypt. We participated, but for some reason we will not get involved in Syria and Iran, which are two partners, and Russia's a partner with both of them. And you know, Russia's bringing their ships down. You know, Russia won't press on them, and it's like our president, Russia,
right,
Iran, and Syria. There's something happening there. Obviously, in other areas too, but they want, like, that is like the feeder into all these mindsets and things going on with Hamas and all these groups and the backing, if you would, of the Muslim Brotherhood and all that stuff's going on. But this is what this report is. It says, although women and children and elderly were also being tortured, he writes in his article, most victims were young men between the ages of 18 and 35 years old, reported the New York Times. And one 30-year-old victim account is he was stripped naked when interrogators set to work on him. Then they started squeezing my fingers with pliers. They put staples in my ears. Or staples in my fingers, I meant. Staples in my chest. Staples in my ears. We're sitting by right now, one of the most powerful, used to be, hopefully we still are,
right,
powerful forces, you know, which has this, Syria has a huge threat to Israel. And they're putting staples, they're squeezing his fingers with pliers. They're putting staples in his fingers, his chest, and his ears. I was only allowed to take them out if I spoke. If he didn't speak, he couldn't take the staples out. So I guess the excruciating pain of that. The staples in the ears were the most painful, he said. They used two wires hooked up to a car battery to give me electrical shocks. They used electrical stun guns on my genitals twice. I thought I would never see my family again. They tortured me like this for three times over 3 days, said the victim, a man from northern Syria. This is going on right this moment, and we do nothing. The Iran and Syria are partners. Iran, Russia, and Syria are partners. Iran, Russia, and Syria are partners. And our leader, our president, You know, he went in, he had people instantly, he did it without even Congress's consent. He actually sent military to Libya. Mm-hmm. And eventually we saw Gaddafi killed in front of a vehicle in front of the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
We saw Mubarak, the president of Egypt, you know, imprisoned in front of the whole world. And our president literally structured that whole thing to take place.
Mm-hmm.
This is huge.
Yeah.
And it's like, are we partnering with the adversary of Israel and America? What are we doing?
Right.
Are we going to sit by, you know, and not, you know, stand for those who are fighting for their Declaration of Independence? Mm-hmm. Are we going to lose ours because we refuse to stand with them?
Wow.
Because you see, if they had good government in Syria, that'd bring security to Israel.
That's right.
Ooh. It would stop the feeding into Lebanon. It would stop all the things going on. It'd be the destruction of all those chemical weapons. The biggest feeder into terrorism and all these different things is Iran and Syria. That would just stop,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so for some reason we're not wanting to stop it, and we need to pray for those in authority over us. We need to pray for these citizens. You know, God loves these Syrian people, and they want to be free. They don't want to be under that tyrannical rule, and we just need to pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to pray for Israel during this time. It's a very tough time what's going on there. And it's hard to really understand, but it seems kind of obvious, but not mm-hmm. obvious to a blind mind.
Right.
There's a strategy going on, and it's not for Israel, and it's not for America as we know it. It's for a total transformed America. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.